Hello, hello. Are you sick of me yet? It's Billy Moore back again with the Bricks and Banner podcast with real talk from the custom LEGO community. Today's guest is none other than Fallout Bricks, aka Jackson. Hello, how are you doing?
What's up? It's going great over here in this third world country that doesn't have any COVID cases.
Yeah, it's notable that there is a significant time difference between the two of us right now. I am getting ready for bed. And he's nearly just starting his day.
It's 10:03 in the morning for me, so that's interesting.
It's just a full hour's difference. Total 12 hours, yeah. But yeah, it's great to have you on.
It's great to be here.
How does it feel being on the Bricks and Banner podcast? Let the fans know.
When you first had the Tanner episode, I was immediately thinking, like, when am I going to pop on? I was like, oh boy, can't wait to be up on a podcast and screeching my ideals of the custom community.
Radical ideals about the third world, third party, not third world exactly. Custom community. I mean,
basically,
you are the third world custom community, honestly. But
if we're being honest here, you know, right next to China and all that, knockoffs here. Oh, that's what I was gonna say. It's like I don't endorse knockoffs usually, but they have some pretty good knockoffs here.
You often use knockoffs, like.
I want to knock you for it.
Pun intended. I got the pun. But you just say, like, you use it for practice stuff. How does that go?
So, like, you know, I don't want to be painting, because I pay, it's like $1 per brick arm. You know, some people might be like, oh, chump change. I'm like, I paid with my own money, like, that dollar. There's no way I'm going to be cutting up that plastic unless I know exactly what I'm doing. And I want some practice beforehand. So, I mean, like, I'll pick up. It costs like, what was it? I paid like $30 and it's like over like 300. Just, it's not, most of it's not brick arms. So that's what I'm fine with. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to buy like a ton of like knockoff brick arms because I don't really want to support that too much. But
right,
it's a ton of like minifig cat accessories and stuff like that that I got, which I'm getting for Christmas. So I can't, you know, have that until then apparently. But
it to be like that.
Yeah. But like the plastic and all, it's like really, it's almost, I'd like to say, a little bit less quality of like production items from like these companies, but it's pretty decent compared to like the knockoffs like in the United States. Like when I had a few knockoffs in the United States, the plastic would, if you cut it too much and stuff like that, for some reason, like my sweaty gamer modder hands got like the black on plastic like rubbed off on my fingers somehow. I don't know how. Yeah, like I'd glue stuff too. And like I'd be pressing down something and then, you know, like a little bit of glue would go on your hand. That's not too big. But some like the black material, like it must be like oil or something inside the mold, what I'm guessing, or something like that. And it like got all over my fingers, so I had a whole bunch of like black stuff on my fingers. It was wacky, but
that's not
stuff. Here's pretty decent quality.
You got them good knockoffs.
Oh yeah. Dude, and it's
go ahead. I was at like this just vendor fair thing, and there was a bunch of knockoffs there, and just out of curiosity I was looking through, and they had $5 Joe Exotics straight from Citizen Brick. It was really great deal. But
I haven't seen any of those. That's crazy.
I'll send you a photo after. They're kind of funny. But I was like kind of surprised. Like it was definitely like a mixed bag on the quality of stuff, but there were certain ones where the printing was actually like really clear and defined, and I was like, this is looks better than half the third party prints that come out right now. Like,
okay, that's what I was gonna say, is like I picked up these Warhammer figures. They were $1 each.
Yeah,
and they have like, I'd say almost better quality printing than Citizen Brick. Like,
bro,
Being serious here, like,
can you scratch it? No, you cannot.
Like, I use, don't even get me started on the scratch and sniff, dude. Why would you bring that up, man? I'm gonna bring that up a little bit later, but anyways,
I can't wait to meet you at a con and let you scratch and sniff my CB.
Dude, I'm counting down the days till I come back to the States and I pull up into Pennsylvania and I'm like, what's up?
Oh, thanks for just doxing me like that.
Dude, I'm pretty sure a majority of people know where you live because
it's a meme.
Because you scam so many people, they had to like kind of dox your address.
They tried. But, they keep trying, but, you know, it doesn't work.
Yeah. But no, the printing and, like, the figures. I've sent you a picture of the figures, right?
Yeah. You sent me, like, you were using the head from one, and I was like, oh, damn, that head looks really good. Who made that? Because I wanted to buy one. And then you're just like, oh, it was a knockoff. I'm like, what?
Yeah. These knockoffs are nuts. And it's like, I don't really buy the knockoffs for the figures. I buy them for the accessories on them. Like, mm-hmm. these guys, I bought, like, this set of, like, desert operators and terrorists or something like that. And the terrorists have these sick-looking hoods. And I picked them up solely for the hoods.
Yeah. And I mean, when you're paying pennies for a whole figure, I mean.
Yeah, you're paying, like, what was it? I paid $30 total. And I got, like, probably over 100 to 200 accessories, like backpacks, gear, guns, like helmets, like the whole shebang, just all up in there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
When I saw it at this vendor fair thing, I had a pickup. They had a Link Ocarina of Time figure.
Ooh.
And with the whole, like, apocryphal character things, I'm going to try and do him. The printing is god-awful, but the accessories are really solid. They're poorly painted, but I would repaint them anyway. So yeah, just to have the base of the Master Sword, Master Shield, and his hair with the hat, like, it's perfect.
You could totally, like, you know how you did the old, like, stop sign, or you did, like, street signs and stuff. You could totally just put that on the sword instead.
I might.
But, like, your painting skills, you know, like, I've looked at your painting skills before, and I'm like, yeah, he's pretty good. And then, you know, beach camo.
They suffice. Whew. Yeah. I haven't posted anything about it as we're recording this, but by the time this is out, people would have seen the beach camo I made. I'm really happy with that one.
Tanner, you have until the end of, like, end of 2020 to make beach camo, or else I'm, like, legally obligated to enter your home and make you make them.
Okay.
But no, your beach, dude, I was blown away. I thought you had, like, seriously, I thought you, like, perfectly cut. So in case you guys, when you guys see the beach camo, eventually, it looks dope. Like, my expectations were exceeded with the
they
job.
They were really small to begin with, but
they weren't even small. No, I had like, because like I was thinking Tanner would be the first one to do it, so I had kind of high expectations because he like his poncho, not ponchos, whatever the Native American stuff he did. Dude, oh, I want to get my hands on some of those and make some like APOC.
I
want
to buy them from him. I need,
dude.
They're so good.
It's crazy, like. How small it is and how detailed they are. But anyway,
the thing I love about Tanner is it's not only the skill level to like create that. Nobody else in the community would have thought to make Native American like cloaks like that. Like nobody would have cared enough. But he has like just a passion for all these like unique things.
That was a commission. He did get that JS Customs.
Oh, seriously?
He contacted Tanner. If you read the post, I think it says that. Or somewhere it said that. But
thanks for outing me for not reading his post.
Hey, I can't help that I'm more prepared for this podcast than you are. But anyways, he commissioned him. I think it's for his contest coming up because he's doing like a Wild West contest or something.
Ooh, start to win them?
What? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Ooh. I feel like you could. I feel like they're going to be a prize. If not, I mean, I'm going to be kind of sad.
Hopefully.
But
I would be sad.
Anyways, Tanner was saying how he rarely does commissions, but he saw like JS Custom sentiment and he was like, that's dope, I'll actually do this commission for you.
Yeah, that's
and
sweet.
So he made those commissions, and the cool thing is like, you know, he got them pretty dang accurate to what they are in real life. Like,
oh,
he did the research and everything, so that's nuts. You know, when I do my mods, I just kind of like to mess with historical builders, be like, yeah, this AK-47 was used during World War One era and stuff like that. But no.
I've never once paid it. I've only paid attention to accuracy now as I've like just gotten better at doing stuff. It's like, oh, maybe I should take the time and care to like make it accurate.
I've
and
literally
even then,
never.
Even then, half the time I just blatantly disregard it. It's like I understand that it should be this way, but also
the only semi-accurate gun that I've ever tried to do was like the Metro pump-up gun.
Yeah,
like
that was
the air
sick.
Rifle.
That was sweet,
dude. The scope popped off of that. I need to re-glue that on.
I love
there.
That your definition of accuracy is a made-up apocalypse gun,
dude. Like, all my guns are made up, pretty much, if we're being honest here.
That's true.
Like, well, actually, I take that back. Like, I'll just paint on random things. Like, I won't even mod the guns. I'll just paint on them. Like, the M16 that I did with camouflage. That's still one of my favorites. Right. That, it's just that the camouflage pattern. And the foul with the woodlands camo. I need to get the stuff that Tanner's talking about so my figures can actually grip it. Because...
Oh, the Modern Masters? It's just
been sitting in my box. Yeah.
Yeah.
The stuff, like, because I painted literally all over that, and it's just sitting.
The,
and
then
Alex made me self-conscious about my painting. In the one group chat, I was like, thanks.
Y'all were wild in there. I was feeling bad for all sides when I read through that chat of everyone just, like, it wasn't even roasts. It was literally just straight up attacks.
I don't even know who started. I feel like it was between Sam and Alex. So Fisk Bricks, and it was Alex, which is CA compliant. Dude, I didn't know his name was CA compliant until, yeah. Well, you guys are the same height, so don't even start talking.
Fake news.
Anyways, it's like they started talking, and then I was on Sam's side just to be funny, and then Alex comes at me, and he starts sending me like my vest post, like my post of like the vest that I painted. He's like, "These look like the tectonic plates, dude." And I was like, "Oh, I felt that one." I was like, "Oh, that hurt, man." Didn't have to go after me like that, but all right.
It was brutal. It was really brutal in there. Oh, going back to the two previous points you were mentioning, just like enjoying just strictly kind of painting the guns, like some of your favorite mods. And that's all it was for that beach camo one. And it was just super enjoyable just to kind of just lay out the paint, not have to worry about cutting and gluing and stuff.
You don't understand how stressed I get when I mod. Like, it, I get, like, my hands, sometimes they'll start shaking a little bit. And I'll be like,
really?
like, just because, like, I'm, like, kind of a perfectionist when it comes to mods.
Sure.
And I get so mad, like, when it's, like, just a little bit off. Like, when I was doing the AK-74, which I'm going to post eventually.
Ooh.
Like, the suppressor and all that.
Oh, right.
It's like, the suppressor was easy. Suppressor was probably the easiest part of that gun. But, like, the front, like, half grip, whatever it's called, like, the whatever grip it is.
The foregrip.
And then, like, yeah, the foregrip and then the red dot. It was, like, the red dot was a pain because I kept on sanding the top of the AK.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept on being slanted. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. And so then I had to, like, straighten it out. And then I finally got that straightened out. I was like, okay. And then, like, I put the glue down and I put the sight on there. And then the sight just kind of, like, dropped off somehow. I don't remember how, but it just kind of fell off. So I had to, like, then the glue had dried a little bit. So I had to sand it again. And I had to sand the base a little bit to get the glue off because I didn't want to have to use an X-Acto.
Yeah.
I used an X-Acto eventually, but then I used, like, really fine sandpaper to get it smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, like, finally got the sight on, and then like the bottom grip, it took forever because you need to understand, like, the AK-74 has such like a small front part to put a grip on it.
Yeah.
And like I had to consistently like sand it out to make it flat, because if I didn't make it flat, then the grip wouldn't fit on there like flush and completely. And so then I finally got it to a point where I want it to be, and that took like 2 days of me just being like stressed because I hate modding.
It's really interesting that you get, like, you would describe it as being nervous making them. Like, I never work on doing overmolds, but I feel like just at this point I have such a disregard for modifying anything that it wouldn't be a concern trying to cut up, like, an overmold, which is, like, $15.
Any gun that's over $2, I'm not going to cut.
Bro.
I'm set on that price. Like, if it's not a production item.
Oh, sorry for that weird cut right there. Jackson's phone pooped out on him. So, but we're back.
Yes, we are back to the AK $2 modding and all that. Yeah, no, because like, you know, I'm spending my own money on these, so it's not like I want to be like overmolds. That's Alex's thing. I'm not spending $15 to have the possibility of the mod not going my way.
Right.
Because then that's just a wasted, like, $15 of my life, and I'm frugal like that.
I get that. I mean, you can always just scavenge parts off, like, destroyed brick arms. So it's never totally a waste, but yeah, I understand that.
I get what you're saying.
I understand where you're coming from. I respect it.
Yeah.
I respect the penny pinch.
Mm-hmm. Can we get to, speaking on Brick Arms, I was just going to say, like, not going to, like, throw any shade at Brick Arms in general.
Okay, please throw shade at Brick Arms. I hope to have him on one day. Don't get me canceled already.
I want Will to be on here too, but he's kind of like, because I wanted him on the live stream too.
Right, but yeah.
He's busy, and he's also kind of like, I think he's camera shy too, is what he said. So I'm like, that's okay, man. Like, if you ever feel comfortable in doing it, you know, let me know. But Brick Arms, you know, they released the PKM. Pretty hype. I picked that one up, which a lot of people haven't, apparently.
An OM.
Yeah, I know. Splurged. I spent a whole... I did. Don't even get me started. Dude, like, I bought that, and my mom was like, did you really just spend $18 on that? I was like, yes. And I am... And you know what was kind of...
It'll no doubt be worth it. Like, no doubt.
It is. Made me a little peeved, though, because I got the package, and there was, like, a dent in the packaging of the PKM.
Bro.
And it was, like, a... I'll send it to you after this, but, like, it was, like,
you mean just the clamshell?
Yeah, the clamshell.
Okay.
But, like, right. I like to have the clamshell sometimes, because I like holding on to, like, the collectible cards.
I've kept all of mine, but it doesn't matter if they're dented or not. I just use the...
I still have from, like, 2015, Brick Fair Virginia, like, when Citizen Brick did 10% off, ooh. I have, like, their little promotional card.
The paperwork.
They need to bring back sales.
Bring back sales. Because they haven't done a sale. Yeah, they never do sales. What was so interesting, there was, like, that Brick World COVID live stream event thing, and Joe was on that. And it was just really interesting, like, his perspective on that, because somebody asked it, and he was literally just like, I believe in the, you know, price of my products. It's what it is. That's the quality you're getting. That's the price. And it's not that he doesn't do, like, promotionals and stuff, because you get those, like, free figures every once in a while and stuff. But I don't know. I thought that was an interesting perspective, kind of inspiring just to be like, yeah, that's what it is. Just stick with it.
Speaking on Citizen Brick.
Citizen Brick pricing.
Citizen Brick pricing. Don't even get me. Okay, so... Hear me out on this. Okay. I feel like the how am I going to phrase this? The printing of the figures is good. That's good. Like, they've never had, like, bad prints, I don't think.
Yeah.
But, like, production quality, like them, all the Black Friday figures that just released, right?
Yep.
I don't think one of them came with, like, a collectible card. Other than the set of... The Beastie Boys.
The Prince figure did, but I believe that's all. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you're paying $25 to get the figure. I understand a little bit. I understand the pricing for the molds. But, like, you know, when I bought the Mad Max, like, the guy with the face mask from Black, from Citizen Brick Day.
Yeah, Humongous.
He was $20. He came with a mold that I think you had said was hard to produce, right?
Mask. According to Joe, the masks are really difficult to produce.
Right, so that's a difficult part to produce.
And it's also all light flesh, which is a harder color to come by.
Right.
That one was totally worth a $20 price tag in my mind.
$20. I agree. That's a good... That's a great figure. Decent. But paying $25 for the Will Ferrell cowbell figure, the only new part from that was the cowbell mold.
Is that one $25 too? I thought that one was $20 because there was, like, a lot of variety in the pricing.
The only $20 was Pee Wee Herman, I think.
Huh.
It was just Pee Wee
Herman. Yeah, Playhouse Enthusiast is $20.
He's the only one that was $20 because he didn't come with any molded parts, and I think that's a little
bit
absurd.
Well, no, the hair is molded.
It is?
Yeah, it's a custom mold, the hair.
Oh, okay. Well, then, I guess $20 is understandable for him, but, like, if you're thinking about paying $25 for a figure... I think they should at least come with, like, a collectible, like, the little shell card.
Right. Yeah, that's understandable.
I just felt let down on Black Friday because, like, none of those figures, other than the Prince figure, I was kind of like, he's pretty cool for, was he $20 or was he $25?
Which one?
Prince.
$25, which I'm curious about because there's no leg printing on it that you can at least see.
Yeah, okay.
So that one's the only one I actually have a gripe with. Because my take on it, I'm definitely no fan of the price increase, because I like my monies. But in comparison to previous products from Citizen Brick at the $15 range. Like
Norwegian
it's not,
black metal enthusiast.
Yeah, well, I think that one was 20, wasn't it?
He was 20, but he came with a printed guitar.
And carding.
And he came with like leg printing, carding.
Yeah, that was another good value one.
Whole shebang.
The CB Day 7 definitely started the wave of $20 figures, because even the released figures were $20 for that instead of the previous 15. But anyway, the $25 figures, besides the prints, in comparison to like previous releases that would be 15, there's a lot more details going into it. But mm-hmm. there's totally an argument to be made that the $15 figures that were being released previously were already like sort of overvalued due to lack of attention to detail in legs and stuff. Like that's totally an argument to be made there. But like when you look at like the baseball figures, like it's got the wrapped leg printing, it's got molded sleeves, the one guy has a cape, there's molded hair.
I get that. Here's the thing that I'm saying about that.
I'll go on. I didn't even buy either of those, by the way. I haven't bought those.
I didn't buy anything.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I'm not going to spend that money on something I'm not going to use and something that I'm not too interested in. I might just wait till Citizen Brick Day 7 and just buy some, like, probably, like, Joe's Sacks. This is an idea for you. If you're listening, Joe, we haven't ever met in person. Well, we have, but you don't know me. But hear me out.
Joe, you said we have met in person. You kind of know me.
You're not doing crates, right? But you can do, you've done the holiday sacks before. You can just do head sacks. Joe's head sacks. They're just four heads in a little sack. I'm serious. Like, that's such a good idea to me.
Okay.
Personally?
Get your Joe's not sacks this Citizen Brick Day 8.
Pick up Joe's sack. Joe's sack. Tell me you don't want that.
You're telling me that for $10 next Citizen Brick Day, I could have Joe's sack? I'm totally in.
Probably be 12, just because the sack would be premium
because
quality.
It's a premium quality sack. I'm down for CB Day sacks.
Dude, CB sacks. They could totally have that as a shirt. CB Day 8 sacks instead of sucks.
That's a great idea. Yo, we need to get on the marketing team right now.
Joe,
call us. Hit us up. What if there's a stud club prize of a hacky sack?
Oh my gosh.
Think about it.
What was going to... There was something about Citizen Brick also I was going to say. Oh yeah, the figures. Hear me out though. Like, if the figure could be $5 less and they took off the sleeves and they printed, I would buy the figure. I don't think the sleeves are 100% needed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just because.
From what I know about it, the reason for the molded sleeves to begin with is just because of how much of a pain to print sleeves are, and then the quality is kind of lacking because you can see on the edges and stuff. So this was his go-to solution so that it's kind of clean. But yeah, I'm not a fan of him for everything, but I am a fan of getting white sleeves. That's for sure, because white sleeves are hard to come by.
I want him to sell sleeves individually one day.
Please.
That would be awesome.
That would be great. Just to get it in all those off colors. Like the I'm so hyped for the new Beastie Boy release. Just for all those different sleeves. Like that set reminds me of like OG Citizen Brick stuff, where it was like there's so much value in these parts for combination figures that like you have to buy it.
My favorite set of figures you could buy was the Mad Max series.
That one was great.
Because like, you know, Mad Max came with the leather cloth piece. He came with an extra head, you know, instead of like a dual-sided head.
That was sweet.
It was a whole extra head. I was like, oh. And like the printing on Furiosa with like the black. I mean, she's like my profile picture is her head. It's a dope head.
It is one of my favorite heads, actually. It came out great. And then I love the arm piece that she had. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it was just Lego, but the little attachment point. That one's...
What? Was that rubber? It's rubber.
Yeah, it seems like rubber.
But like,
or it could be like a rubber ABS mix.
I don't know what it is. I've never taken it. I have not pulled it off her arm or anything because I don't
I pull it off
mess
all the
up
time.
The value.
I pull her arm all the time.
Oh, man. What was it? I also think it's not absurd, but like the value of Citizen Brick right now, it's crazy. Like... When I
totally
was on eBay,
agree, but I totally love it.
Yeah, I'm like, you have no room to talk because you're the one inflating all these prices.
I'm price gouging.
Yeah, scammer Billy. You're going to become a scalper next Citizen Brick Day. You're going to be like, hey guys, I'm selling these on eBay. Like that one kid who was just a scalper. There was a few kids.
Only one kid? Yeah.
No, there was a few. They were just kind of like, they just bought a few figures and they're like, hey guys.
Just to immediately sell these. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, and they're trying to sell them for like $60. I was like, get out of here. Like, we don't need you.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's hard for me to speak on it just because I do resell things when I can.
I've never resold anything out of my collection. Yeah. And I just buy from companies. Like, I'm not trying to buy from, like, someone, like, for $80 one figure. Because that's absurd.
Yeah.
I think, like, 20, 25, 30 max for a figure if I was ever to buy a figure.
Yeah.
I mean, anything over that's
it totally depends. What's so interesting about the Citizen Brick stuff is it's really kind of evolved past just the third-party community. Like, it's kind of taken on a life of its own as, like, a collector item.
Like, yeah, they have Best Buy, they have Sony.
Yeah,
like, Citizen Brick has a lot figures. Yeah, they have a ton of different brands. Mm-hmm. And they also have, like, it's crazy because, like, the Scarface figure who I have out of the package, he sold on eBay the other day for, like, I think it was either 30 or 50.
Yeah.
And I bought him for 15. And I'm like, dang, yeah. That's nuts.
And also, Scarface for $15 at the time was such a good deal. Like, dude, for the amount of printing and stuff.
Printed?
That was a really high quality figure. And a prototype brick arms.
Yeah, he came with a kilogram of baking soda or baking powder.
He had the tile. Right.
And he had the face printing. I still love the face. The printing on the face. Because you can use him in a multitude.
Mm-hmm.
His suit was really good. The M16, I think I used that for a few posts. I like love looking at like detail of like prototypes and stuff like that. Like prototypes are probably like favorite part of Brick Arms for me is just looking at the random prototypes. And like the M16 coming with him when I was like whatever age I was when I got it, I was like, heck yeah, like an extra prototype in my collection.
What did you think about when Workshop Wonders became a thing?
Oh, okay. So at first I thought it was a great thing.
Right.
At first I did. Cause I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I can pick up some older stuff. But then I started realizing like after they did like the second wave or third wave, I was like, oh my gosh, they just started flooding the market. Like, I'm not saying like it's a bad thing for Victor or like United Bricks. Cause like Victor, United Bricks, Minifig Co, they all have Workshop Wonders. And, you know, if they want to sell those and they want to make profit, that's good. But I think at some point they need to stop because I think a lot of valued brick arms, like the Splazer, the Spartan Laser.
Yeah, totally.
That thing. I remember kids buying those for like $100 back in the day.
Yeah.
And now it was like $18.
Yeah. And now they're just dead stock.
Yeah. You can just buy whatever color you want, any kind of variation. It's like only like the really rare brick arms retain value.
Yeah. I was very excited when they first came out just because it seemed more like a one-off thing. Like, oh, this will be a great opportunity to get some new prototype injections. That'll be sweet. But just as it kept on going, it's totally oversaturated the market on pieces. But at the same time, I had noticed that before their release, I'd felt like the Brick Arms prototype world had become like super stale. And there wasn't really anybody hunting after it like people used to.
Right.
And definitely not in the same way people were hunting for Citizen Brick at the time and still are. Yeah. And the Brick Arms Workshop Wonders coming out totally rejuvenated that culture though. That there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
So although some things might have become devalued, a lot of other stuff became not valuable, more valuable, but valued again just because people are in search of it.
Yeah, I think it just brought back like a resurgence of like
it revitalized the culture. Because
because maybe a kid got like a Spartan Laser, but now he wants like an overmolded Needler or something like that. One of those older pieces. What was I gonna say?
Like Colin.
I kind of regret. Yeah, Colin. I regret. I regret, because I was at the last Brick Fair that they had, like right before I moved, I went to that Brick Fair and I was trying to like meet you and all that.
Yeah.
It was really wacky. But like, I regret buying those two Workshop Wonders that I bought.
Which just because
I spent, I got a Bone Jack and I got like a, you know how, who was it? Brick Mania had the set and it was like,
oh, the, Blade Runner.
No, it wasn't Blade Runner. It was like these guys who had like these weird like taser blaster thingies. Like they're like wooden looking, or no, they were black and they had like a white end. It was like you can buy them for $5 now on their website.
Hmm.
I think it's like a weird gun.
Yeah, I might it's like a futuristic gun. It's like the Mac 10. That's the Blade Runner gun.
No, it's not the Blade Runner gun. Bruh. It's yeah, big bra. Hang on, it's not a Mac 10. It's seriously.
No, I can't send a picture because like the most recent Blade Runner gun, but there's like another one.
It's not from Blade Runner.
Okay, then what is it from? It's from something.
It's from like some weird. I think it's from like.
It's definitely.
What's that one with? What's that one with like Bruce Willis? No, it's not that one. It's not the one with Bruce Willis.
I'm just gonna have to look up the Brick Media website and find this thing.
It might not even be there anymore. But it's go to prototypes.
It's on Eclipse.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Eclipse Graphics?
Yes, sir. I'm just going to go to Fix Site.
Do you... You don't even know what I'm... I'll send it to you afterwards.
Dude,
you don't
I know
what I'm talking about.
We both know exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about the same exact gun.
It's got a stock. Does it have a stock?
Oh, no.
Exactly! That's what I'm saying! I have it in my hand right now. It's... Oh, my gosh. Like, I can't help that I'm right 100% of the time, but, like, jeez, man. Let me have my piece. You're all up on me like, it's a Mac 10. I'm like, no, it's not. It's like, I'm the one who has the gun. You don't know what gun I'm talking. I'll send it to you afterwards. I'll post this up on my, when you drop this podcast, I'll post it on my story, exactly what gun I'm talking about. And I'll send it to you right after this too.
Yeah, you could actually just send it because I'd gotten a suggestion from somebody and it'll be in place already by the time this comes out. But on the... Bricks and Banner page, when I post announcements for new episodes, what I'll be doing is compiling it. I'll make it like a carousel, adding images to scroll through just in reference to what we've talked about during the episode, because I heard a lot of people were confused about certain things that we discussed in the me and Detroit.
You should totally have like a, are you putting like the story highlights, you thinking just putting like a little story highlight?
No,
recap.
I'm gonna do it as I post new episodes, like,
I'm
going to
make
a
post. So it's going to be like a genuine post.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And what I'm going to try and do is just, like, poorly Photoshop the person's profile pic in to the, into the thing, just to be like, oh, this one's different than the last post I made.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that.
The gun I'm talking about is the M11 Blade Daywalker.
I know what you're talking about. Great. Because I knew immediately what you were saying when you said, Mac 10, it has to be this gun.
Who's the Mac 10?
Ride wife, cure wife. Get out of here. Anyways, but no. What was I going to say? I'm so flustered from the entire fight about the Mac 10. Dude.
I still don't know what gun this is.
It's a wacky gun, I'll tell you that. But still probably one of my favorite prototypes that I have is an RPG spruce. Like just the heads, the RPG heads. Hmm. And they have the aluminum rods in the back of them.
Oh, that's sweet. It's on sprue?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice.
It's a little bit, what's it called when it has a little bit, it's...
Flash.
It's got, like, it's got flash on it. But, like, the flash doesn't affect the mold at all. Like, you can pull off all the RPG heads if you wanted to.
Neat.
But it has, like, a little bit of flash on the side.
Why is it so hard to find the prototype section?
Because it's Brick Mania?
Damn straight. Oh, the Centurion Raider?
Yeah, I think so. Is it like it's long?
It's
black.
It's really
and it has
weird.
A clear end.
Yeah.
I bought
that's
one.
It. That's from Planet of the Apes, I think.
Or no, something. It's not from Planet of the Apes.
I don't know.
It's from,
man. I'm just gonna start making up movies. Oh, it's from Thor Ragnarok 2. What do you want me to tell you?
No. Okay, I was about to say, like, are you serious? Oh my gosh. No, it's
That's a very weird gun.
I got it in cobalt. The end of it's cobalt, and like the stock part of it's like a, it's a dark brown with a little bit of black swirl in it.
That's interesting. So it looks like if Lego started making more realistic guns.
Yeah.
Because it's just all bar.
Yeah. I have this in a few posts, I feel like. At least one post I have this gun in.
I can now picture the one you have. Now that you've talked about it, I remember the Cobalt then.
Yeah, exactly. It's a sick-looking gun, but I regret buying it for, like, $15.
Cause yeah.
I don't think it's worth 15.
Total ripoff. Return it.
I'm not returning it to Vic. Vic's too nice. He'd probably be like, I'll give you, like, this and an extra pair of gloves.
I'll give you $1.
Like, no. No, Brickmania is, like, the GameStop of, like, returns. Like, I'll give you 32 cents for it.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Dan.
Oh,
I
so
love
you paid,
this.
You paid $1,000 for this kit. How about $10, but only as a gift card?
Yeah.
$5 if you want cash.
Yeah, we need the instructions. You need to sign this copy saying.
And the box.
Yeah, and you need to sign this disclosure saying you have not released the instructions to anybody else.
Oof. Remember when that dude was leaking all the instructions on his Instagram?
When he, yeah, sure. He totally quit doing that.
Uh-huh. Oh boy.
It's not like I still follow whoever you're. Who's that? What are you talking about?
I don't know what his account name is anymore, so.
Ooh, good. Okay.
It's JK Custom Lego Shop.
Don't even why would you tarnish the name of a company that's still trying to be built?
Well, now that we're on the topic.
Yeah, good segment into my topic.
Good segue.
Hey guys, JK Customs is totally giving away Brickmania instructions. Get over here!
With every purchase of a 3D printed vest.
Yeah, every flak jacket you buy, we'll give you the PT boat instructions.
So,
oh man,
yeah, take it away. Give me that elevator pitch of your custom.
Okay, picture
custom
this
Lego shop.
Picture this. Will is a really busy man. I understand that. So is a lot of other people. And I don't want Brickmania making any of these designs because they'll probably steal it from us. But here's what I'm saying is me and my boy Sean being StarCon 4, I think his username is on here.
Close enough.
Yeah, basically. I'm so bad with usernames on here. Like, I make up just random names for people. I'll get to that later, but back to the topic. It was like, I was really bored, and I was like, I'm still into Vietnam a little bit. Like, Vietnam's a cool era.
That's actually something I wanted to ask you, because I was looking through your feed, trying to, like, gather, like, something to talk about, as if we're not friends and can just naturally have a conversation. But I was like, he really just posts Vietnam. He's just a Vietnam page.
I'm either a Vietnam page, or I'm a giveaway contest page. I've turned into one of those two. But, like, in all seriousness, like, I was going through my Vietnam phase of posting, and I was like, dude, Vietnam,
still
like,
is.
It's not a sick, don't get me started, like, I'm not saying, like, Vietnam was a good war, but, like,
Jackson,
it had some.
You heard it here first, Jackson supports all the war crimes committed in Vietnam.
I endorse all the random bamboo traps and, like, random, like, IEDs being put all around.
Jackson loves
Anyways.
Napalm.
Agent Orange, don't even get me started.
I was just gonna say.
But I was like, I don't see any good, like, a lot of people do prints of flak jackets, and a lot of people do, like,
it's definitely
prints
the
of vests.
Predominant use.
Like, you know, Citizen Brick has flak jacket prints, and they have, like, their little webbed gear prints, or whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was looking at it, and I was like, man, there's no real good, like, vests for them. Like, I want to be able to make, or have a vest, just slap on a figure. I don't have to pay for printing or anything. I just have a vest I have. I can put it on a random torso because it covers the torso. And then, boom, I have, like, a Vietnam grunt, or I might have, like, a Viet Cong or something like that, because I think we're going to work on a Viet Cong design sooner or later,
Ooh.
Whenever Sean has time.
That'd be sweet.
Because, yeah, we had a few different. So we've made. Well, we haven't made them, but we have them, like, designed. We had the flak jacket designed. We had it printed by Valor Bricks. Because mm-hmm. he has pretty good printing.
Yeah,
the bottom was
great.
A little bit. Yeah, the bottom was a little bit messed up just because the structure or something went off. He's going to reprint that and get it a little scaled better. But other than that, it's a pretty solid design we have for the flak jacket. I don't know when it's going to be actually done, just because there's a few things like going on right now with like Sean and a whole bunch of other stuff. We'll figure out. We're probably going to release stuff sooner or later. But
mm-hmm.
we need to get this. We have a stud on the back of the vest so people can attach their own. PAX. We need to move.
Stuff. That's sweet.
Yeah, yeah. But we need to, I think we need to adjust the stud a little bit. Other than that, we have that. And then we have the M79 vest.
That's the grenade launcher vest. Grenade, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. And it's got all the that pouches.
That thing's wacky.
A few people said it was like, oh, this looks a little bit like the Brick Arms one. I 100% understand where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. It's not, though, because I know exactly what vest they're talking about. Because remember when Will first released those vests?
No, I know. I have the same comparison in my mind. But isn't that one a pistol?
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of, like, little pistol. They're all flat. Ours is a little bit curved out to show. It's, like, kind of replicate. These are a whole bunch of 40mm shells in here, not, like little 9mm mags or whatever ammunition you have in those magazines. But, yeah, no, that's, like, the gist of what we're doing. We're kind of – I've kind of halted on doing stuff for that right now because college, but totally going to pick that up Christmas break and see what else I can do for that and maybe post a little more on that account. If you guys haven't followed it already, it's like JK Custom Shop. That name is subject to change because
he doesn't even remember business name.
If we're being honest here, I wanted it to be like Vietnam Bricks or something, but that was kind of cringe.
Nam Bricks.
Nam Bricks. Ooh. Napalm Bricks. Ooh, I'm edgy.
We'll call it Agent Orange Bricks.
Yeah, Agent Orange. Oof. That'd be wacky. You could have stickers of just like orange stickers. I'd be like lemon scented ninja. I'd be like napalm scented Nam or something like that. What was it? I'm so bad with pronouncing people's names or like figuring out people's usernames. Like my brain is so small. Like this guy. Do you know Deutschbricks?
Yeah.
I thought he was like Douchebricks or something. It was weird. I got really confused with like the spelling of his name, and I always called him like Douche Bricks until my parents were like, you know, that says Deutsch, right? And I was like, oh.
For the, I have had like numerous accounts of that. Like there's some guy, Son of a Brick or Sonova. I always thought it was Sonova or something like that, but it's Son of a Brick.
Yeah.
There was a guy on Flickr who's now Fig Factory, High on Bricks, mm-hmm. but I thought it was like Higgy on Bricks or something. I don't know.
CA compliant. I didn't know it was CA compliant. I thought it was like compliant. I was like, dude, that's such a wacky. Did you like generate that or something? Like
ka compliment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I was like, really? Like, where are these people coming up with these names? And then like, I was like, this actually makes sense now. Never mind. I'm really dumb. My gosh. What else was I going to talk about? I had something else I was thinking of.
Yeah, I felt like there was like 30 different things that we could have segued into like during our conversations. Now, I don't know all these
loose threads. I'm bad at modding. I'm bad at painting. Yeah, dude, our whole thing's going everywhere. I'm so like...
No, I love
painting's
it.
Painting gets me stressed too.
Okay.
Painting?
Do you shake when you paint?
A little bit, but like the whole thing is...
Sounds like you should take like more Adderall or something.
Totally, because
not that I would endorse the usage of a drug.
No, but like,
if I were to endorse the use of a drug, continue, please.
I need to. Okay, you're talking about that. I need to bring that up a little bit later about Adderall not having to do with Legos.
Later,
but not with me. I don't endorse drug taking. But what happened was, I'm bad at painting just because, like, I don't know why. I'm just like toothpicks. I use toothpicks, I use paintbrushes and all that. Sometimes I do a good paint job, other times it just looks like Dookie, which is the majority of the time it looks like Dookie. The only proud paint jobs I've had is like the M16 I painted.
Beach camo.
I'm not even proud of my beach camo, for being honest here.
I didn't know what it was like, for like the first 30 minutes that I looked at it, and then I realized there was a palm tree. Now I really like it. I gotta be real. I like the idea of the palm tree. But
yeah, I like the
I genuinely like the didn't know what it was.
Dude, and then I added a coconut on the end, and I'm peeved because I messed up on the black paint. I need to scratch off like the black paint left on the stock, but mm-hmm. like there's some like black paint that got into like the ABS or something.
Okay.
And it's like a small little black smear, and I get so triggered when like
paint's into, not like, where it's supposed to be. The sprue hole? The injection port?
I'll send you a picture of what it looks like. Sure. But it's basically like I smeared a little bit of the black paint when I was painting the coconut because mm-hmm. I wanted to get the dots on the coconut right.
Right.
And then like I goofed it up a little bit and then I was like, oh shoot, I have to like take this off. And so I tried to take off the paint and it got like all on the back of the stock, and I was like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
And so, like, painting also makes me stressed. Everything Lego related makes me stressed. That and Clash Royale.
Oh man, you still running? Imagine still running in Clash Royale.
I am top 10,000 in the world.
No way.
I'm usually ranked. I don't finish the season ranked, like, every month, but I'm in a top 200 worldwide clan. I'm in a whole bunch of other stuff.
Damn, son, this is such a flex.
I'm not trying to flex, but...
I was really into it when it first came out.
Dude, that's what happens when you play 4 years and you don't spend a single dollar on the game.
Damn. All max?
It's just... no, just, like, I have, like, a one deck maxed of the whole...
That's solid.
Like... But I'm slowly upgrading cards. We're getting so off topic of Legos.
No, I love it. Clash Royale is a really solid game. It's one of my favorites. It's just a perfect pickup, but gives like a lot of depth and strategy. It's such a solid game.
Strategy, dude. Right now, the whole game is
hit me with the meta.
It's what is it? Electrogiant. I don't think you've heard of it.
Probably
but it,
not.
Like,
no.
You need to watch some videos. I can't. It's so hard to explain.
Is it just a brain dead deck now?
It's not brain dead. It's a unique deck. But the main meta right now is kind of like Elixir Golem, it's called. That's a brain dead deck.
Dude, this is a Elixir bunch of Golem. Stuff I don't even know.
You need to search it up. There's so many brain dead strategies now. And I've been rocking the same deck for about 4 years. I have clocked in about 4 or 5 weeks of time on that game in the past 4 years. I think.
Damn.
I can check my stats of how much I've played, and it shows that I've played for, like, 4 weeks or something total of my years or something. I feel like it's longer than that. But anyways, back to the topic of Legos.
Okay, well, what? No. I'm going back on to the topic Clash Royale. What's your main deck that you have fully maxed?
I have Royal Giant.
Okay.
Hog Rider.
Okay.
Skeleton Army. Minion Horde.
Okay.
Ice Wizard.
Okay.
Miner. Zap, Arrows. Those are my eight cards.
Yeah, that's really solid. Timeless.
Nobody runs it except for... I have one friend who copied it from me, like, a while back. And he just... he does it really bad when he plays. And every time I watch him play, I'm like, this is cringe. Like, you're so bad at my deck. Like, you should be higher than this if you knew how to use my deck.
Don't touch my deck.
Basically. I'm like, dude, you're, like, tainting my name using my deck like this. But, okay... We're going to get back on topic after this, but Adderall, this kid, Adderall, like, I don't endorse really any drugs, unless you need them. Like, I take insulin for diabetes, but, like,
I'm super straight edge, if it wasn't obvious.
If you use, like, Adderall, I think that's such a, like, advantage for you, because this kid, I've heard of this, like, I don't know if it's, I'm pretty sure it's true, but this kid who was, like, failing... He wasn't failing it, but, like, it was AP. You know what AP is,
right? Yeah, advanced placement.
Yeah, the AP test for, like, European history or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing was hard, man. I hated that. Like, I love the class, but it's so much history to get understanding.
Right.
He had, like, a low grade in that class. I'm pretty sure he didn't have an A. And, like, he would always be doing...
What a peasant.
Like,
what a peasant.
No, I don't even think he had, like, a B. Like, no, I'm not trying to, like, roast him being like, yeah, he had, like, a D in the class or a C. No, but, like, he was, like, you know, he didn't pay attention in class and all that. And he goofed off, and he didn't ever study for tests, so that kind of reflected on his grades. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the test comes around. He takes Adderall the night before. He studies. He got a 5 on it.
A 5?
Out of 5.
Oh, okay.
So, like, because I think the score is from 1 to 5. He got a 5. He got a perfect score. And the smartest kid in our class, I think, got a 4.
Wow. So, are you promoting the use of Adderall?
I'm not promoting. I am saying that I think it should definitely be a lot more restricted if little dum-dums can get their hands on Adderall and basically cheat a test.
Interesting.
I think that's nuts.
It's just mind doping instead of pumping steroids.
They have a whole documentary or something on that on Netflix, I think, about Adderall.
Oh.
I haven't watched it. I think my sister watched it, though.
What's it called? Like, Stranger Things or something?
Stranger Things, yo. Pop these Adderall, bro. We're gonna go into the Upside Down.
We gotta get Will back.
Well, well. Dude, I love that. Like the there's like the meme, and it's like me looking for my will to live, and it's just his mom.
Will,
will. Oh my gosh.
What was that one you sent me a while ago? The lid will not fit.
The salami lid, salami lid. Won't fit, won't fit. The salami lid. Dude, and that Goofy that my friend, like...
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna send this to you, too. I love the Goofy drawing. You need to put something over this. You gotta, like, watermark it or something, because, like, it's... I'm thinking about making a shirt for it or something, because
the Goofy makes me... It would look super cool on a torso.
Okay, and also... Yeah, also on a torso, too. I'm not thinking Legos right now. I'm thinking real life a little bit.
Okay.
Because I can get, there's, like, this embroidering place. So since I live in a third world country, a lot of things are really cheap. Those being very t-shirts epic. And embroidery. Like, you can embroider stuff.
So you're talking about,
like,
sweatshops?
No. Well, no. They're, like, places in malls here where you can get stuff embroidered. And it's crazy. You pay, like, $3, and you get, like, you just show them the
really
picture.
Solid.
You're like, here's what I want. I'm going to give you this shirt. Embroider it. You come back later. It's embroidered. I want someone to, like, embroider that Goofy on a shirt, and it just says Goffy on top of it. G-O-F-Y.
I'll definitely have to add this into the episode summary.
Yeah. That's Goffy. I have him as my wallpaper now on my phone. Like, to open up my... I smile every time I turn on my phone. I see Goffy. I'm like, let's go.
It reminds me of the old Pink Eye skit of Goofy's Trial.
I'm literally so happy you brought that up, because that is my favorite YouTube video probably of all time.
I was actually going to just say I was going to make the same claim of it being my favorite YouTube video. I quote it constantly with my friends.
I'll do it again.
And now I have to provide a link to the Goofy Trial.
Dude, it's such a good video. I have, like, so many, like, just old videos. I have a few videos downloaded.
It's easily
on, like,
top three for me.
Have you seen
there's
the
just
one?
Been a lot. I'll actually, never mind.
Have you seen the one video? It was like, "Good morning, where am I?" And it's like, "Where's Reznov?" And it's Mason. I need to send you it. It's like some anime girl, and it keeps on cutting from her to Mason in Black Ops 1. Yeah. He's on the chair, and it's like, "Good morning, where am I? Where's Reznov?" And it's like, "How'd you sleep?" And it's like, he keeps on saying stuff, and it's like, "Kiss my," and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's funnier when you watch it. I'm not as funny when I say it. But,
it's always a dilemma trying to explain a meme to a friend. Or like, oh, watch this video, it's so funny. And then they just have a straight face the entire time you watch it.
Or like, you show your parents a meme, and they're like, who is this kid? Do you know them?
I don't get it. What's a meme?
What's funny about this? I don't get your humor. Are you okay? Is this a sign? Is this a red flag? Jackson, are you okay? Do you need to talk about your feelings?
When you have to describe 7 years of meme culture just to enjoy one meme.
Dude, I would never date somebody who I'd, like, explain my memes to. That's, like, a red flag.
That's honestly a relationship goal right there. Yeah, I'm with that, actually. I'm really with that. If she don't get my memes, she's got to go.
Exactly. She belongs to the streets. She belongs to the streets. No, but, like... Bricks Before Chicks. Gonna get that printed, too. Damn, I have so many, like... I sent Nurse Flangfoot the stuff that I was talking about. Dude, if he actually does some of that stuff, it's gonna be sick.
Oh, yeah.
None of you guys are gonna know, unless he decides to release his stuff. I'm just gonna make this little inside thing, and you little podcast listeners aren't gonna know jack squat about what I'm saying. Oh, feels good.
Shout out Nurse, though. He is a legend.
He's awesome. Like, I didn't even... Like, I kind of... followed him a little bit, and then I unfollowed him. I don't know why, but now I'm just constantly I'm sticking to following him, because he has some really good material that comes out of his page.
Yeah. And if you ever interact with him, he's just, like, a super funny guy.
Yeah. And it's like, also, guys, random, but Deutschbricks, he's a really good he's not too active, but he's really good at painting.
Shout out Deutschbricks.
Yeah, shout out Deutschbricks. We're just doing our little shout out section. But Deutschbricks, he does airbrushing and stuff on his helmets and World War II and whatever he does. He does Warhammer too a little bit. But, like, his helmets, he made, like, the Nazi zombies helmet, which got taken down by YouTube because I had a little swastika, but it got put back up.
Epic.
But it's so sick because he has, like, it looks like the helmet.
Hold on, I just have to go back, and I mentioned saying epic to the swastika. I use the word epic in jest in as a form of satire to things that are not very cool.
Third episode of Billy's Basement, you're getting canceled, man.
Billy's Basement, this guy.
Billy's Basement. What was he gonna say? Shoot. Deutsche Bricks. Yeah. His helmet, it looks like a ricochet, like, kind of hit the side of the helmet.
Yeah.
So it got kind of shot.
I know exactly one you're talking about. I really love the helmet.
And it's so dope. And it's got, like, blood splatters and everything. And I told him, like, you need to make another one, and I'll trade you, like, anything for that.
Mm-hmm.
If I ever decide to trade, my parents let me. Please. I'm 19. Please.
This episode is my favorite train wreck.
I love, like, just adding a little bit of chaos into things. You need to have Danny on here. I don't talk to Danny a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
But you need to get Danny on here.
When I posted the poll asking for people, there was quite a few for Danny. And yeah, I'll no doubt have him on, but...
He's built different, man.
He is such a personality. I don't think I've ever met somebody who, like, I can just genuinely describe as having such, like, a large personality. He's such a lovely man. I love him so much. Great guy.
Dude.
He'll just be having a normal conversation with you, and you just can't help but laughing. Everything he says, the way he says it, has such an effect. Terrific.
Yeah, just
terrific, man.
I use my comedic effect to hide the pain in my voice, but, you know.
I'm with you. All right. I feel like we have a lot more to go on about. I think we should totally do this again. But
totally.
With the cut, this will be coming up on an hour. So yeah. We're going to move on.
Wait, real quick, before we start.
Go ahead,
go,
please.
I was going to say, I have an idea for you. When you do, if Brick Fair Virginia happens,
and it will.
If by chance, somehow, I'm in the States, even if I'm not in the States,
yeah.
You should totally do a filmed podcast.
Yes.
With people at Brick Fair.
Yes.
And just talk with them at, like, some random, like, be at Victor's booth and just talk with Victor or something. I had that idea, and I was like, I really wanted to tell you that today.
Ooh, you know what? I didn't have exactly that idea, but I definitely want... I was thinking with the YouTube stuff to kind of... It's cringe, but to vlog Brick Fair Virginia. I wouldn't make it, like, a daily vlog. It would kind of just be, like, fun highlights. And I think everyone would enjoy that overall.
Yeah, that'd be funny. That'd be awesome.
And it would just be a good way to record it, even for close friends. It would be fun. But what I had considered is... Like, in a hotel room, could do a podcast.
That's exactly what I was thinking. But I was thinking of something completely... It's not appropriate, but a hotel room, and you'd just be in there with the camera. I'd be like, what's your name?
Oh, my God. I love this idea. That'd be such a perfect parody.
Show me your bricks.
I need to write this down. I'm writing this down later. This is terrific.
You said hotel room, and I just immediately started. I was like, heck yeah.
But, what you were suggesting, though, which is, like, having it set up at Vic's booth or something, it'd be super cool if, like, you've seen YouTube-style videos of, like, Debate Me or something like that, and people just set up, like, a rinky-dink table in the middle of Times Square.
Prove me I'm wrong.
Yeah, prove me I'm wrong. Yeah. anyway, that'd be super sweet just to have a dedicated space and just have random people walk up and could have a 20-minute interview or whatever, but then I'd cut it down to, like, highlights or something. That'd be super sweet. It's a great idea. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you'll be a guest star. You could be co-host if you're
there. If I get there, dude, I'm really trying to push that.
I think if you start, like, rafting over now, you'll get here in time for next year at Brick Fair Virginia.
I mean, maybe. Maybe
even sooner. You're a swimmer. You could do
it. Being a varsity athlete for 4 years of high school, I can totally...
This flexor.
A 6'3", who? Jackson? Me? Yeah.
I'm only 6'3" when I stand on my citizen brick collection.
Oh, man. Anyways. So you said you need to wrap this up?
We don't have to. I'm loving this. But we'll definitely save it more for another time. But we have to wrap it up definitely. With the Copper Drop segment. As you know, Copper Drop, you know, I'm going to list off some... Mostly already released items that have been kind of out and circulating, but there hasn't been too many new releases as we were recording this, so it just is what it is. We'll keep it short and sweet. Tell me if you like it. Tell me if you don't. If you want it, you cop it. If you don't, you drop it. First up, you already own it. Oh, and this is another one of the threads that I wanted to pick up on before. The E.G. Gorka. Somehow, this man got it. His E.G. order before mine. And he is overseas. The sea. He is over the
sea. I got it before Sean.
Yeah.
I got it before a lot of people.
Me and Sean were stalking our tracking numbers. And then Jackson comes up like, haha, EG order, very cool. granted, I got it 2 days after, or maybe even the day after exactly. But it was mind-blowing. Absolutely Gorky mind-blowing.
I need to make a post for those.
It's very evident that that's a cop for you, correct?
I mean, it's got side printing. It's got... Dude, I wasn't even expecting it to have, the wrinkles and side printing on, the torso. It's so dope. If you guys haven't picked up the Gorka already,
please.
Victor did a great job.
So good.
And he made not only in tan and olive. I had to pick up, one of each. That was, main...
I got one of each, too.
...thought of my order. I was like, I need to pick up all of these because they're sick. Oh, man.
There wasn't a huge stock of them either, too. So, I mean...
There was. Yeah, that's what I was worried about. I was, immediately to my parents. I was like, I gotta get these, right now. You don't understand. Cop. Yeah, no. I haven't seen Gorkas in forever. Please, Mom.
What about the Bloody Strike weapons? The blood splatter stuff you released? Copper drop?
Definitely some of them comp. I like the... I think there was, the chainsaw.
Yeah. That's the
blade.
One I got.
That's definitely a cop.
I like that one. Because it has, the little warning sign, which is sweet.
Yeah. Doesn't he have, the combat axe as one of those?
Yes, that's the other one I got. Too. I think that's literally the only two I bought, yeah.
Those it's like we were meant to be.
Twinsies?
Oh my gosh!
Did we just become best friends?
Have you seen Step Brothers?
No.
The movie? Step Brothers?
No.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta watch it. You just reminded me of a scene from that.
All right.
Such a good movie. But definitely cop for most of those, if not all of those. They're all pretty good. It's just I have certain tastes.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
We've already kind of touched on it, but the CB release, specifically Sven Gulli, the figure with the rubber chicken, thoughts, ooh. Copper drop?
I mean...
Which it's now off the site, apparently.
It is. It's sold out, I think.
I don't think so.
Is it?
It seems like it had to be pulled for, copyright stuff.
Oh, shoot, really?
Yeah.
That's wacky.
So... Joe will definitely not be selling any more of those on the website. Elsewhere, definitely not.
I don't know. I feel like it could be... I'm on the edge with it for cop.
Okay.
Because the rubber chicken's cool. The face printing's interesting. I could totally see that as, it could be, a grimy Metro, survivor from, game series.
I get
Metro
what you're saying, yeah. Like a sunken in face, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And the rubber chicken's interesting. The only thing that I don't like is, I wish maybe he had some printing on the legs or, maybe, sure. Shoes or something.
Sure.
I don't know. Because, he could totally do more for a $25 figure. Rubber chicken. I get he has the molded headpiece and all that. But, I feel like if he put a little bit more printing or something on it,
true.
I'd definitely
I
cop
agree
it.
With that. Yeah. Cool piece. I didn't think about it at the time when I was buying... And I didn't get a second one to modify the chicken, but soon enough, I will modify a chicken into a gun, as promised previous episodes, but...
You know what you need to do? I've been waiting for you to remake the certain part of a gun, the foreskin grip. We need a V2. Longer,
listen.
Better, more accurate. Faster, stronger.
More surface area to grip.
Exactly. It could bend a little bit if you want it to.
It's in the hand. It's in good hands now. It's property of Nurse.
You know how I've bugged Tanner to make beach camo?
Oh, God.
This is your beach camo. You need to understand this.
I've already satisfied you with my beach camo. Please leave me alone.
I'll send you my address. Go ahead and ship that to me, and we'll be good if you ship that to me. I'll be quiet about the 2.0 foreskin grip until Brick Fair. Then I'll just hound
until
you.
Until Brick Fair. Okay. Fair enough. Next one up is an instant drop for me, which I know might come as controversial, but the JK Customs Lego Shop flak jacket.
yikes, drop, immediate drop. I mean, yeah. Like, there's not much. I mean, it's such a simple, no, it's a cop. it's, personally, I really like how it's simple, and it means, like, if someone, you know, because it doesn't have a lot of parts to paint over. If you want to paint it whatever color you want, you just brush down it. It's not like you have to get in grooves or anything like that. It's barely any rising on it. It's fairly easy to paint. It's a really simple design, which is what I was going for when I wanted it designed. It's even got probably my favorite part of the design. I'm not trying to, like, endorse my product at all. I'm not saying, like, oh my gosh, buy it because I'm selling it. I'm not even selling it yet, so calm down, guys. The flak jacket, like, the neck part is probably my favorite part of it because it kind of really rises
sweet.
Up a little bit.
That is really sweet.
And it's so dope because, like, it's not going to make the figures... All right,
yep.
We're good?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry.
Somebody's blowing up Jackson's phone.
I can't help that I'm famous for being 6'3" and in Southeast Asia. But anyways, it's like the neck part is awesome. And I don't think it makes the figure's head. I hate when vests make the figure's head pop off a little bit and make them like longer figure, like right. Woody from Toy Story.
I'm not with that. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm with Woody from Toy Story, but not the... big necks.
Big neck. Big but necking. No, definitely, to me personally, like, if I was not running the business and I wasn't like producing.
Sure.
No, I'm serious. Like, I'd definitely cop that.
Yeah, it's a and really great design. I'm not into TK, Vietnam, but it's really solid.
TK 1776 is Colin, right?
Yes.
I need to convince Colin to pick up a few of those. He also needs to, Colin, if you're listening to this, we haven't met before. Hi. But you need to do your Vietnam post that you said you would do, like, literally months ago. Because, oh, my desk isn't clean. Boo-hoo.
He only go take just the picture. Posted today after, like, a month and
I don't
and
care.
Half.
Boo-hoo. You made Jaeger. Good for you. Go make the Vietnam post. I don't care. I don't want to see Rainbow Six. I want to see you make good Vietnam like you do. Give it to me. I crave Vietnam.
I like that every episode thus far has just been trying to motivate Colin to actually make things.
Yeah, Colin needs to get his act together.
Literally all the episodes touch on it. It's kind of funny. I don't even know if he listens. It's terrific.
Just anyway, send him the link to this.
Just the time mark.
Exactly.
All right, last up. This one's going to get you hot and heavy, riled up. Brickmania released, I guess it was
drop.
On Black Friday.
drop.
Promotional piece.
A drop.
Of a Wonder Waffle Wonder Waffle crate with the red vials that you have claimed to be the only one to own for the longest time. How
don't
does
even
make
start
you feel?
On that. First of all, it's a drop. Second of all, you dum-dums at Brickmania who decide, oh, we're going to release another Wonder Waffle. People are going to totally buy this. Dude, okay, first of all, my Wonder Waffle is still one of one because the body of the gun has a gunmetal black swirl on it. Really dope swirl, and it's awesome. And the red vials don't matter, okay? The red vials are cool.
They don't.
But it's like, think about it. The amount of people now that have a gun slightly similar to mine is mm-hmm. still a very small amount. Because right. I'm pretty sure, unless like you're a neckbeard living in a basement, or you want to buy Brickmania, both of those kind of fall in the same category.
Sadly so.
Those people are the ones who spend like a grand on a hovercraft that's like 600 pieces, which I think is a large issue in the community for Brickmania to be able to design something. I get that they have to design it. I get that they have to get the parts, but like $1,000 for an airplane, it's absurd.
I feel like Brickmania has a similar thing to Citizen Brick going on, where they've kind of extended past what they started out with as a third party, like in the Lego third party world, where they're kind of attracting a totally different audience than what we are.
Okay.
There's obviously, there's obviously a lot of overlap, and sorry that I cut you off, but like there's obviously a lot of overlap and they're still appeasing that market too. But I think mm-hmm. they've both found a niche outside of it that they also have to like a customer base for.
I don't like Brickmania kits. I don't really like Brickmania in general, but their smoke jumper figure is dope.
Smoke jumper?
Search it up. Brickmania, they just released it. It's like $20. It's got a dope backpack. the face shield thing covering it. They're like people who are like frontline firefighters or something. They drop from airplanes and they have parachutes and they're super dope. And it's like $20 a figure. I think it's worth the $20 to be honest. Because it comes with a backpack, comes with like a face shield thingy and all that. It's awesome.
Hmm. I'm looking through. I can't remember seeing this at all. Anyways.
It's new release. It just came out recently. Just go to minifigures. You'll see it. Oh, and the Rosie the Riveter is a cop too.
Yes. I had that on my list, but I just asked Sean about those. Yeah. I really like that figure.
I only like it for the hairpiece, really.
I would genuinely buy it if I had a use for it.
I would use the hairpiece for like... You could use the hairpiece for like Fallout figures and stuff like that.
Yeah. I think it... Yeah. I mean...
You're like, yeah, I guess.
I'll give it to you. There's nothing you really can't use for Apocalypse, so...
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah. Like, I mean, you could even use Sesame Street for Apocalypse, so...
Yeah, or like, you know, Colonel Sanders. But who would do that? Am I right?
Oh, I mean, absurd ideas here. You must be crazy to do either of those. Oof.
Well...
Oh, man.
Jackson, this has actually been terrific.
It's... If you ever want me back on anytime, you best believe I'm going to ask you if you made the foreskin grip. But yeah, no, it's been a really fun time. I have not had this much fun, like, talking to somebody, actually having social interaction in a while.
I could never.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But no, it's been real.
We'll definitely have you on again. This was really fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait for people to... wish you to never come on again. But anyways, thank you all for listening. Any last words?
Don't buy Brickmania unless it's a smoke jumper figure. Don't buy any Minifig Co. figures or buy any of their parts.
All my homies hate Minifig Co.
Man, Minifig Co. All my homies hate Minifig Co. Alright, that's my final words. Also, don't make fun of diabetics. Yeah.
That's it.